and deepens satisfaction and happiness. This is true whether we're sharing these ideas with corporate executives in New York, governmental leaders in Beijing, community activists in the West Bank, or parenting groups in Brazil. Members of every culture participate to one degree or another in their own individual and cultural self-deceptions. The discovery of a way out of those self-deceptions is the discovery of hope and the birth of new possibilities and lasting solutions. This book was first published in 2000. This is the new third edition, published in 2018. The text has been updated, and we have added new sections at the end that describe research into the magnitude of self-deception in organizations, how to measure the extent of self-deception in organizations, and various uses people have made of the book and its ideas over the nearly two decades since it was first published. Initially, some readers are surprised to find that the book unfolds as a story. Although fictional, the characters' experiences are drawn from our own and our clients' actual experiences. So the story rings true, and most readers tell us they see themselves in it. Because of this, the book delivers not just conceptual, but also practical understanding of the problem of self-deception and its solution.